is your boy, the Sweet Keeks, coming in hot today. I'm coming to you. We took a break last week in the spirit of somewhat transparency. I had something happen in my family, a little passing in my family, so we took the week off so that I could, you know, observe that in the best way possible. It was a good little moment. I mean, not a good moment, but got to spend some time with family, got to experience all of those feelings, I guess, with my family. It was really nice. So now we are back, and what we're doing today is a guidebook, if you will. And also, halfway through this, I am trying to get my tickets for screenings at Cannes. But the goal for today is to give you guys a nice little kind of beginner, intermediate, and advanced list of films that are coming out this summer that you guys can get ready for. The beginner stuff isn't just like Inside Out 2 and The Fall Guy. It's some other things that we think are like movies that everyone should be seeing this summer. The intermediate is like stuff that maybe you haven't thought about, maybe stuff that's a little bit out of your comfort zone, could be worth your time. And then the advanced stuff is probably stuff that you guys don't know is coming out. That is going to be some pleasant surprises, some cool little moments for you to take the kids to, and stuff that absolutely please do not take your children to. So a little bit of everything. But first, like I said, I'm getting ready for Cannes. How it works is at 7 a.m., 4 days before the screenings occur, you go online, and with your accreditation pass, which is just the pass to see all of the screenings, and they let you go in and pick which films you want to go see. So the big ones I'm going for tonight are Megalopolis and Kinds of Kindness. So Francis Ford Coppola's new film, and Yorgos Lanthimos' follow-up to Poor Things, also with Emma Stone in it. And then I'm hoping to either get Paul Schrader's new film, O Canada, as well, or a film called The Damned, which looks interesting. I think it's like a, what's it called? Like a Civil War film. So I'm going for those. That'll be Friday's kind of our first big day at the film, or at the festival. Interesting bit of news about Cannes is not just anybody can go to Cannes. You have to be accredited, and you have to be accredited? I don't know, however you say that. And you have to send in an application with a resume and a CV showing all the things that you've worked on to prove that you are in the film industry. So, I sent that in. I got accredited, I don't know, again, how you say that word, and I got cleared for it. So, Friday's our first day, and I'm really excited. The really awesome thing is there's films that are out of competition, like Megalopolis and others, and there are films in competition. So, there's some pretty cool ones in competition. Sean Baker's new film, which is his follow-up to Red Rocket, in addition to Florida Project and Tangerine that he made, is in competition. Kinds of Kindness is in competition. Paul Schrader's new film, O Canada, is in competition. I believe David Cronenberg's new film, and The Shroud is in competition, and there's a lot of screening for those, like, throughout the week. So it's not just like, oh, if you missed it, you're done. It's very similar to Sundance in a sense, where you've got a few chances to see it. Really looking forward to getting tickets to go see Horizon. That's next Monday. So again, 4 days before, and because Cannes is 8 hours ahead of Utah, I've got to be on at 11 o'clock p.m. to get tickets. We get in Thursday, gosh, the 16th. I want to say around 6 p.m. Maybe it's earlier. And then we'll take some time to get to our Airbnb. And Friday will be the first day at the festival. I've got a little bit of a schedule lined up of things I want to do, especially with Till Death. Basically, will have been finished by the time we're out there. My student's feature film is already done. We just handed off the digital copy to the theaters, so we'll have more info on that. But really, really exciting stuff coming down the pipeline for your boy, the Sweet Keeks. Really quickly, though, wanted to give a nice shout-out to Ricky. I believe he's a voice of Old Town on YouTube. And he's from Germany, lives in Germany. Nice guy. He just had a short film come out, and it's Tiny Screen Tales is the YouTube channel it's under. And the short is called The Sorrow. So everyone go check that out. It's like 8 minutes long on YouTube. Go give him a nice follow. There goes my, what's it called? My alarm to get ready for Cannes. So, what we're going to do first is I want to talk about the films that are coming out that are kind of our beginner level films, all right? So, with this summer, generally the summer blockbuster time, I consider it beginning of May until the end of August, right around, is it Labor Day? Is that the one that's in September? So that's what these films are. Some of them have already come out. Some of them are coming out really soon. But the last week in August is like the kind of the last round of films that I'll be talking about. And keep this on your, you know, as I talk about a few of these films, put them on your watch list. I feel like I have not been watching a lot of movies lately because I've just been so busy on the weekends. We were out at the Kanab Film Festival last weekend, too, in addition to my one of my family members passing. And then the week before that, we were somewhere else. So we've just got a lot of stuff going on. But I'm very excited to kind of highlight a few films that have already come out. First off, in the beginner kind of list, kind of the entry-level list, is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has just come out, and The Fall Guy has come out. I also believe that, like, there's a Garfield movie and a couple of others. And there's another one that just came out that I'll be talking on later on. But if you have not seen these films, like, I haven't seen these films, I apologize. Not really. It's not like I have anything to apologize for. But I'm looking forward to seeing Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy. I love that trilogy of Planet of the Apes movies. I think it's phenomenal, especially War is really great, but they're all really strong. And then The Fall Guy, David Leitch, fun director. Atomic Blonde's a great film if y'all haven't checked that one out. Kind of a 80s, I don't want to say John Wick, it's not John Wick, but Charlize Theron's in it. Some great action set pieces, some great, a great soundtrack in there. You should check it out. Yeah, it's a fun watch, but that's one of his follow-ups. He also did Bullet Train, which we didn't love on the podcast, but has some fun moments in it. So Apes, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy are here. This week, what's coming out is If. So I believe on the 17th, the Steve Carell, John Krasinski's new directorial follow-up to his two Quiet Place films. This is his next film that he's taking under. So it's cool to see him doing some big stuff. I like both of those Quiet Place movies. I think they've got some great direction to them, some really awesome moments. And he's clearly taken an interest to blockbuster filmmaking. So I'm excited. I'm interested about If, in all honesty, I don't know if I'm going to get to it in theaters. But, you know, if I've got something, then I'm really excited for it. The next one I have on here is Inside Out 2. That's coming out June 14th. I think a couple of y'all are going to be like, isn't there one that comes out on the 24th? And that one I'm saving for a little bit later on the intermediate, just in case, just in case. So Inside Out 2, I know there's more emotions. I don't really know how much more else there is about this film, but I'm really excited to kind of see what they do with it. I don't know if is puberty an emotion, or is that just like a developmental phase? Either way, it'll be interesting to see how they tackle. I don't even remember the lead character's name in the first one, but I'll be very interested to see that. I like that first one. I think the first one is good, so I'm excited for that. Another film that we've got coming out in kind of our beginner level is on June 21st, maybe one that not a lot of you know, but I know TC loved, came out of Sundance, is Thelma. It's about an older woman who gets her identity stolen, and so she goes through her small town to try to discover who stole her identity. And seems like a good premise. That's not really much more that I know other than that. The next one comes out June 28th, and that is Horizon Part 1. Really interesting strategy Kevin Costner's done here. He's sunk a ton of his money into these, It's going to be a four-part Western epic, but the first two come out this year, and it's filmed almost entirely in Utah. I know a lot of people that worked on it in front and behind the camera, so I'm really, really excited to and really hope this is good, because he is wanting to open up a... He's wanting to open up a studio in St. George. And if this does well, I think it bodes well for the fact that Utah is going to get more filmmaking. You know, back in a lot of these earlier moments, those early days of filmmaking, he was, you know, Utah was a big place. Okay, I'm getting my booking for, yes, oh my gosh, Megalopolis, got it, Megalopolis, absolutely unbelievable. I've got my screening at the Grand Lumiere Theater. That is the biggest screener right there. Oh my gosh, I'm going to download this PDF. Okay, perfect. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. I've got my ticket for Megalopolis. Awesome. We're going to go back to reservations, and I'm going to go try and grab a screening for, do we think that I can get, let's see, I think it was like around 6 o'clock. I'm going to try to get Kinds of Kindness. Can I get one for Kinds of Kindness? Dang it. Oh, complete access by badge. Okay, that one looks like maybe I can't just go and get it. Let's try and get O Canada. O Canada starts at 10, ends at 11:35. Is there an earlier screening of O Canada? Doesn't look like it. So we're going to grab O Canada as well. Paul Schrader, you can't go wrong with a nice complete. Okay. So these are all ones that have been picked, which means, oh my gosh, I got super lucky that I got Megalopolis. Wow. Oh my goodness. I am freaking out right now. Okay, cool. Got Megalopolis. I might try to go watch another film. I don't know what to look at. Looks like there's quite a lot here. So I guess the first one that kind of... A lot of these are in different languages, and I don't even have... Oh, this is the... No! Oh, no! It was a Jean-Luc... Okay. So that one's all gone. Maybe I should filter by what's available. Bookings, okay. Yeah, I don't know what else is available, I guess. Here, I'll hit refresh. Okay, looks like maybe I can see if I can get The Damned that night at 10:30. Oh, that one's complete as well. So it looks like the only screening I've really been able to catch up on is, or that I'll be able to get, is Megalopolis. I mean, I shouldn't complain. That's going to be insane that I'll be able to catch that one. Yeah, let's see. That's another one. Okay, access by badge, which seems I should be able to get in. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll double check, go to my tickets. Oh my gosh, holy crap. Okay, cool. I got Megalopolis. Wow, how exciting. That one, the new Francis Ford Coppola, no expectations whatsoever for it. I'm honestly not like a massive fan of his. I like his movies, but I also have like not loved them. So we'll see. We'll see how this all goes for me. Wow. Okay. Exciting. You guys all got to be there as I get this really cool reservation. Maybe I should try to go for like a, I don't know. Maybe I should try to get something else. Something old, something new, something. Nope, that one's gone too. Okay. Nope. For now, all we got is Megalopolis, which is insane. Wow. Really, really can't wait for that one. Okay. Cool. So anyways, along with the kind of beginner level of films that are going to be available, Falling from Horizon, very excited for that one. I hope it's good. We should be able to get into a screening of it next Monday. So I think like Friday is when we'll be able, tickets will be opened up for us. But I'm just like keeping my fingers crossed that it's good. The next film that we have is Twisters. Lee Isaac Chung, that directed Minari, has made the sequel to the 1990s film Twister. It has Glenn Powell in it, and I believe it also has, is it Anthony Ramos, or it's the guy from Nope, the guy from like the Best Buy adjacent box store that I believe he's also in a handful of other people. Lee Isaac Chung, interesting that he's directing this big budget film, you know, one for them, one for me. And I'm excited to see it. I think it'll be good. July 26th. So Twisters is July 19th. July 26th is Deadpool and Wolverine. That feels like kind of an obvious one that a lot of people will be at. I think it's definitely, me and TC have talked about it, it's going to be a big determinant of what is popular and what's going to work and what, you know, if the rest, if there's going to be any sort of interest in, what's it called? If there's going to be any interest in the MCU following Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm kind of on the record of, I think it might stink. Like, I might, I think it actually might not be very good, but I'm willing to be proven wrong. We've got two of our kind of last beginner level ones are on August 16th, so a couple weeks after Deadpool and Wolverine. We mentioned this earlier on this year, but I believe there's 15 to 17 less wide theatrical release films that are planned for this year than last year due to the strikes and delays. It's just looking like it might be a little bit more bare than this year, and summer might be affected by that. Then again, we've had some really great successes in Challengers and Civil War, some kind of like mid-level budget films that are performing well at the box office. The Fall Guy seems to not be doing what they thought, but Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is. So I think we should feel really, really nice and excited about some hidden gems that might be coming. In addition to, on August 16th, we've got Alien Romulus and Horizon Part 2. So if you've gone to go see Horizon on June 28th, you'll have Part 2. Alien Romulus is directed by Fede Alvarez, who directed the Evil Dead remake back in 2013. He's kind of lived in the horror sphere, and if you go to his Instagram page, they made like an RC car facehugger with practical effects. So it'll be really fun to see how much they incorporate practical effects. You know, that original film was a guy in a suit, and you don't see the alien a lot because it maybe didn't work how it needed to. And it creates a lot of tension for the film. So excited for that one. Excited is for August 16th. Those will be a really fun double feature of Alien. Let's see. Well, we've got Barbenheimer, but Alien Romulus. Yeah, there's not a lot of like fun versions of Alien Romulus and Horizon. So if I think of one, I guess I will throw that in there. And then going into kind of the intermediate, maybe some stuff you've heard of, some stuff you might not be super sure about. I wanted to add these in there as some ones that you guys might be excited about. And some of these you might think, shouldn't that be in the beginner or shouldn't that be in the advanced? But yeah, I want to throw these in. So May 24th is Furiosa, the kind of 10-year, the prequel that's coming out about Imperator Furiosa, kind of a follow-up to Mad Max Fury Road. George Miller's back in the director's chair. And really exciting. I know that he kind of had apparently, turned my buddy Jake Hamlin, is he wrote this more or less to give to Charlize Theron when she played Imperator Furiosa in Mad Max Fury Road, to kind of give her some backstory so she could have some context. And I think that's interesting that they're making the film. Apparently, Anya Taylor-Joy has 30 lines of dialogue in it. So, you know, expect a nice film with people in chairs talking about their feelings. Not a lot of action. Not a lot of violence. Just a nice little film, intimate film of people in chairs talking with the fifth film in the Mad Max franchise. After that, we've got on June 14th is Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die. I mentioned this one because I had a blast with Bad Boys for Life. I thought it was really great. The two directors that directed it made that Batgirl film that has been scrapped and will never see the light of day, but I think it would have been a good film because they made a fun Bad Boys film, and they're back for Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die. So I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be maybe a schlocky time at the theater. Comes out June 14th, so we'll see, I guess, what it is. I put A Quiet Place Day One. It comes out June 28th on kind of this next level list, just because I don't know who all saw A Quiet Place, and horror's not always everyone's, like, cup of tea, but, yeah, John Krasinski's also not directing it, so maybe there's not as much excitement around it either, but Lupita Nyong'o's in it, so that's going to be cool. I am excited. I'm excited to see it. I'll be there day one. The next one is July 5th. Some of y'all might think, oh, should this be in the advanced tech section? And that is, I just jumped out of my thing. And that is Maxine. Maxine is our, you know, it's the follow-up to Ty West's, I guess it's probably the trilogy ender of X and Pearl with Mia Goth in it. Kevin Bacon is in it. I think like Halsey's in it. Elizabeth Debicki is in it. She's always a treat to have in a film. So it'll be cool to see what they got going on in there, to see what Maxine looks like. It's been described as maybe a giallo, which is a Italian horror. So I'm excited to see Maxine on July 5th. July 12th is Oswald Perkins' Long Legs. The reason I mention this one is Nick Cage plays a serial killer in a horror film from Neon. So maybe this should be in the advanced, but I've heard a lot of buzz about it. It seems like it's going to be a really great horror film, and I'm really excited. Summer always brings one or two awesome horror films that you're not seeing coming. So I'm excited for Long Legs. Oswald Perkins did The Black Coat's Daughter, which I didn't love, but has aspects that are interesting. He also did that Gretel and Hansel film from a few years ago. So we'll see Long Legs. The promotional stuff for Long Legs has been really good. So I'm hopeful. Okay, August 9th. I played this video game once when I was like 20, and I thought it was kind of fun. And it's the Borderlands film. Cate Blanchett is in it. I think Jack Black is in it. Kevin Hart is in it. I think Bobby Lee is in it, if you like any of those podcasts he's in. So we'll, I guess, see if it's even competent, which some people are feeling dubious that it's going to be even remotely a decent film. I know Eli Roth directed it, but then like it seems like some stuff happened on set, so they kind of had to bring someone else in. And Eli Roth is kind of hit or miss, but he loves movies, so hopefully it's good. And then the last one here that I have at kind of the intermediate, kind of next level side of films is Trap. M. Night Shyamalan's follow-up to Knock at the Cabin. M. Night Shyamalan is a fascinating filmmaker, because he finances all of his own films, and then Universal helps distribute them. And this one is about a man who takes his daughter to a pop star's big arena concert, who's actually played by M. Night's daughter. Apparently she's like an R&B singer, so this is kind of a way to bring her in. If you're looking at like someone to kind of study as a filmmaker, I think M. Night Shyamalan is a pretty good person to study. He's done it all his own, has never been afraid to take big swings, and sometimes his movies stink, but sometimes he's got stuff that's always really interesting. And the reveal in Trap is that the police have come to trap a so-called serial killer at the concert, and the reveal in the trailer is that it's probably Josh Hartnett. But there's rumors online, and there's no shot that that's all it is, unless the twist is that he revealed the twist in the trailer, which, I mean, maybe he could do that. But I think, if I had a guess, his daughter's like a vampire, and so he doesn't get to really go out during the day. He's got to go out at night, and so this concert's like the perfect thing for him. And he like kidnaps people to keep his daughter alive. I don't know. We'll see what it is, but it feels like it's going to be something like that. Like it's the daughter or maybe the mom or, you know, something along those lines. It doesn't have a mom in the trailer, but you never know. Okay, so those are kind of your beginning and intermediate level stuff. These are the deep cuts. These are the films that maybe you haven't heard of, but once I talk about them, it should spring some interest into your bones. The first one is Jim Cummings. He did The Wolf of Snow Hollow, and I also believe he did Kid Detective. He's from Utah, and his new film, Last Stop in Yuma County, is kind of a Western that takes place in a diner. It's in theaters right now, I'm pretty sure, so go check it out. I'm really looking forward to see it. I haven't seen any of his films, but I know a lot of people love his movies, so go support a local filmmaker in Jim Cummings. The next one comes out on June 7th on Netflix, and that is Richard Linklater's new film, Hitman. That's going to be nuts. I'm super excited to see Hitman. Richard Linklater this year has become one of my favorite filmmakers. So, yeah, I'm curious to see. Apparently, it's based on a true story about a college professor who, like, doubles as, I guess, a hitman. So we'll see. Glenn Powell's in it. This could be the summer of Glenn Powell, man. Like, he's already kind of a big, like, especially with, what was that one with Sydney Sweeney? Anyone But You? Is that it? Yeah, especially with that, Top Gun Maverick, obviously. This one could be a big one, along with Twisters, to kind of really bring him into the cultural zeitgeist. So June 7th, Netflix, keep an eye out for it. A lot of good buzz coming from film festivals about it. Took a while for it to get distributed, so we'll see. The next one is, I guess this one's kind of out of order, but will still work, is Robot Dreams. Comes up May 31st. It was nominated for Best Animated Feature. I don't know why it's, like, getting released in May 31st, 2 months after the Academy Awards, but, it's there. That's when it's getting released, so exciting stuff. I don't know anything about it, except for it was nominated for Best Animated Feature. The next film that's going to be really, really awesome, Disney had the rights to it, and then I believe Fox Searchlight has picked it up, comes out on June 21st, is The Bike Riders. Jeff Nichols, the director of Mud and Take Shelter, directed it. It's also starring Tom Hardy and Austin Butler. I know that they're people that ride motorcycles, and that's really all I know about it, but it comes out June 21st. Should be a good time. Maybe a miserable time. But I liked Mud. Have never seen Take Shelter, but I remember Take Shelter was like a trailer before Drive when I had it on Blu-ray, and it always looked interesting. I've just never watched it. So it'll be exciting. Exciting to watch The Bike Riders. The next one is one starring Coleman Domingo that a lot of people have been talking about. I believe it came out of Sundance, and it's called Sing Sing. It comes out July 12th. Don't ask me anything else about it, because I don't really know anything else about it except for, like, some good buzz that's coming along. Another one I should mention in the advanced is it's playing in LA and New York right now, but it's slated to come out the end of May, is I Saw the TV Glow by Jane Schoenbrunn. She directed a film called We're All Going to the World's Fair that came out and premiered at Sundance in 2021. I think came out in 2022. It's on Max. I think it's kind of dumb. Like, I don't really love what it is, like, the style, but it is a totally original and interesting film that deserves to be watched once, because I think a lot of people will resonate with it, and I didn't really get it, but I Saw the TV Glow is their follow-up, their first big-budget feature. Justice Smith is in it. They've got a really great score, and buzz around it has been really positive. I believe that enters national distribution May 31st. So, keep an eye out for I Saw the TV Glow. And then rounding back to kind of the end of the summer is another Neon film starring Hunter Schafer, and it's called Cuckoo. A lot of these movies, I don't know anything about them. I just know that they're films that I've heard about, and they seem interesting. Hunter Schafer from Euphoria and Hunger Games: Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes fame. So their kind of first leading role in a film. Cuckoo, again, I don't know anything about it. Maybe they turn into a bird. I don't know. I don't think I'm spoiling. I hope I'm wrong about that. That would stink if you went in being like, what if she turned into a bird? And then she, like, turns into a bird. So, wow, I am just over the moon right now. I freaking got Megalopolis. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Wow, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. So, that's really exciting. I keep thinking about that. I know that Megalopolis is slated to come out later this year in, like, November, but I don't know if it officially has United States distribution. Apparently, the French company that distributed, I don't remember what else, has picked up the distribution, but I don't know if it's for the United States or not. So, we'll see. He sunk, like, $150 million into it, and it just seems gnarly. So, wow, very excited about that. Okay, so that's kind of your overview of three levels of films, from the beginner to the next level to the deep cut of films coming out this summer. I'm sure there's going to be 15 other movies that we see. Dang, I got the hiccups. That we're going to be like, oh my gosh, these are unbelievable. Go check them out. Really exciting. I know TC's already seen Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, says it's really good, has great stuff to say about it. So I'm excited to just see that one. Furiosa only has one screening at Cannes, but it comes out while we're there, so I'd imagine that we'll just go see it then. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting the pod. It is take two. I think it's 282, right? Is that what it is? No, 283. 282 is Challengers. We've had some great stuff. Go listen to TC's solo pod, take 281. And go listen to Take 280, where I talk about the Cannes lineup announcements, CinemaCon recap, review Civil War. We've reviewed Monkey Man on Take 279. And yeah, there's kind of your guide to blockbuster summer. Enjoy the end of school. I'm off to Cannes this week, so if I do pod, it will be in a weird capacity in France that's like 8 hours ahead of us here. And yeah, everyone. Love you all. Thank you for listening to the pod. And as always, please stay so sweet. Sweet.